Hey, hey, hey. I am flying solo today. Rob and I are in the midst of a couple weeks of lots of travel and change and busyness. So we're dividing and conquering this afternoon. He's got the kids at martial arts and I'm in my clinical office wrapping up my clinic day. Just wanted to say a quick thank you to those of you who have been consistent listeners to the Zen Founder podcast. We do have a fairly new presence on Facebook. So if you are interested in following along about news that's relevant or important to the kinds of topics that we talk about on the podcast, consider checking out the Facebook post. I'm trying to post a video a week at least, as well as news articles, behind the scenes, you know, conversations about the content of the podcast. So love to see you there. Also, those of you who are listening from London, I am going to be in London at LTV Conf the first week of May, or scratch that, the second week of May, and would love to see any of you there. So if you are in London and are interested in connecting, let me know, send me an email, sherry@zenfounder.com, or you can fill out the contact form on the Zen Founder website and let me know you're in town and we'll potentially even organize a little Zen Founder meetup. So reach out and it'd be fun to see you in person. In today's podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I often talk about with individual founders, but I don't think has been much of a focus in the podcast. In fact, I don't think it's been much of a focus in the public conversations of founders and entrepreneurs at all. And that subject is the subject of grief. Many of us in the course of our business lives experience losses, losses of key contributors, losses of partnerships, sometimes the loss of our whole business, the loss of our expectations, products that we hoped would thrive didn't. And so we're left with this sense of the thing that we hoped would happen didn't happen. The relationship that we had, we no longer have. And certainly in some cases, the business that we've built is no longer our business. And the last one is pretty nuanced because even if your business doesn't implode or fail, your business changes over the course of time. So for example, the drip that Rob and Derek built in a very small office in Fresno, California with scrappy staff and lots of optimism is of course different from the drip that exists now. That's part of the Lead Pages community. And one isn't better or worse, but they are different. And I think it's often in the success of a business that there's this secret grief. And don't worry, I'm not talking specifically about Rob, but I think a lot of the founders that I work with have these mixed feelings about success that often has to do with these traces of, hey, it's not the way that it used to be, or I don't have the role that I used to have. I'm not as connected to our customers as I once was. So there's grief when things implode and go terribly wrong, but there's also grief when things are successful, when things are thriving, which means they're changing.
We plan to talk through the issues faced by startup founders and the people close to them.
That overused phrase, work-life balance.
It is an amazingly focusing time.
This is what we do, you know, aside from our families, this is our whole work life.
I am also known as Dr. Wine.
We know this is a little bit non-traditional.
A little more zen in the startup life.
Those days were a mental struggle.
I have been stressed in the past and I know that I will be in the future.
A founder and his or her significant other will both get value from the episode.
So grief is, of course, an emotional response to loss, and it involves kind of a complicated emotional profile, often some anger, often sadness, often this desire to fight back or to bargain. These, of course, were ideas popularized by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross in her work on grief. And I think that's not unlike what we experience in the context of our businesses. Often our anger at that employee who decides to leave, or we might feel this sense of getting in our heads and tangled and thinking over and over, how can I make this outcome different? How can I repair this relationship with this person? We
are kind of perseverating or trying to solve the same problem over and over and over, and it's just circulating in our mind. And that can be a part of grief. That can be us trying to work out a different outcome because the way that we feel about what's happened is loss. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. I feel like this kind of emotional process is not necessarily something that a lot of entrepreneurs like to spend a lot of time dealing with or thinking about. And it's certainly not something that we get prepared for in our professional lives. You know, it's not like you're in the MBA program and you have a professor who necessarily says, you know, there's going to be lots of things for you to grieve in the context of starting and running a business. But maybe that's incorrect. I think there are really significant risks to not being fluent in grief, to not being able to process loss well. When we don't process loss or powerful emotions well, they can kind of take hold and really calcify in parts of our mind and parts of our being and can make us less flexible, can make us more aversive, more afraid of experiencing these negative kinds of emotions. I think we also can learn to cut off parts of ourselves, cut off memories, cut off parts of our story because they contain emotion that is uncomfortable or painful. So being able to be fluent, to be comfortable, to say, yes, I had this thing happen in my business or in my life, and it was sad. And I still mourn the loss of that key contributor, or I still mourn the loss of that first business idea that I could never get off the ground. So the question becomes, how do you process grief well? And here is where we as humans have a lot of experience, because we know there are, of course, only two things that are absolutely inevitable: taxes and death. We as humans have a lot of collective experience with loss. And across cultures, one of the ways that we as humans cope with loss is to create rituals, is to create experiences that are usually corporate, you know, they're done in the community, where we have a certain time period of grieving. I spent my junior year of college in West Africa, and a funeral, an Ashanti funeral, is like at least a week-long event. There's certain clothing that's worn, certain colors are worn. The color red signifies grief, so people have funeral fabrics that they wear. It's usually black and red. So you dress in grief clothes for a certain period of time, and then you gather together as a tribe or as a community, as a family, nightly for a certain number of nights, and there are different ceremonies that happen. And each of those ceremonies has a specific point to the grief process, to the mourning process. And I am curious about ways that we can integrate mourning and funerals and grief process into our businesses. And what that means for me, or what I've talked with founders about doing, is creating an event, creating a time when you pull together members of your business or your family, your friends, your investors, and you gather them together and you say, okay, look, this thing didn't work. This thing failed. This business idea died. And I'd like to say a few words. And then there's a time for some reflection about what that business meant to you, what you were hoping for, and what it feels like that it's not been successful. And maybe it's a time to bring out all your swag, all your t-shirts, all your stickers, all your water bottles with the company logo on it, and put it out on the table and kind of do this memoriam. Remember the good old days. Remember the first customer. Remember the second customer. Remember that night that we were up all night repairing the servers. Telling the story of the loss. Telling the story of what you hoped for and what didn't work out. Telling the story of how the company began, how it grew, and how it ended. That's essentially what a grief process is. That's what a funeral is. It's where you hang the photo of the person who's passed, and you tell stories. You remember who they were. So if you have had a business that you set out to make great and it failed, give that some emotional space. Give that an afternoon. Give it a happy hour. Gather some people around you. the participation of other people in the grief process is incredibly important. That's why funerals aren't done by them alone. Funerals are corporate, they're collective, they're communal, because we need other people to also bear witness to the story that's transpired. When we set out to be entrepreneurs, we take risks. And some of us will be successful in our endeavors, and some of us won't. And we all know that. We just have to go into the work knowing that with risk comes the possibility of failure. And with failure comes the high probability of grief, of loss. And so I would say to my founder friends, like, get comfortable with grief as part of the founder experience. And as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, it's not only loss, but sometimes change that can bring with it those grief emotions. I feel like the sustainability of putting oneself into your work, the long-term sustainability of being emotionally invested in your work and of being someone who's willing to take risks, is to also grow in your ability to tolerate grief and discomfort and not ignore it, not pretend it doesn't hurt or isn't hard, but have mechanisms to talk about it, to ritualize it, to honor it, because we aren't robots. And when we lose something or someone, whether it's big or whether it's permanent, those losses can add up. And if we don't have a way of tending to them, of taking care of the tenderness that we feel in the face of loss, then we're not utilizing our best resources to contribute to the sustainability of our businesses and the well-being of our lives. So next time you encounter some kind of loss, consider a way to mark the occasion. That can be a journal entry. It can be a full-on business funeral. It can be just gathering a couple of people together and saying, hey, we lost this key contributor today and I'm really bummed. And here's the story of who this person is. And here's how I'm trying to work through this emotionally. When you experience loss, seek support, tell the truth about your feelings, and do feel confident that even those really difficult to process feelings don't last forever. They're not permanent, especially if we do a good job of processing them and letting them take their place in the history of our business and ourselves. So I hope these reflections are helpful. If you have questions or you want to comment on this topic of entrepreneurial grief, please hit us up on the Zen Founder webpage, zenfounder.com. You can enter your comments there in the contact form. And the dirty little secret is it's the email comes to me. I do read them. I do get them. So I'd love to hear your thoughts, feedback, or your ideas for ways to help founders with grief in the midst of the loss of a business or some other kind of entrepreneurial related loss. All right. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, as always, please leave a review on iTunes. That helps us out a bunch. And don't forget to check out the book, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Keeping Your Shit Together, available on Amazon in print, Kindle, and audio forms. Thanks for listening to this episode of Zen Founder. Our theme song is A New Beginning by bensound.com, used under Creative Commons.